One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. The quirky and odd things about driving with one hand. Hey, hey, hay, OKK, here we go. Podcast number 98. This one is entitled In the Driver's Seat. And it really is about my one-handed experience and experiences driving a car with one hand. And there's some just funkatripalicious things that go on driving a car with one hand, especially now. Since I drive a manual transmission, I drive a stick shift, and I've driven a stick shift in the past. It is my preference to drive a stick shift, but it can be a little bit funky. Now, way, way back in the day, people did not like driving with me because I used to smoke cigarettes, and I might have my phone out, and then I'm trying to drive and eat and smoke and use my phone, and I'm driving a stick shift, and most of the time I didn't have any hand on the wheel. Basically, most of the time I don't have any hand on the wheel because I'm driving with my short side, the side that's got no hand, because my other hand is shifting. I'm basically palming the wheel. And, well, needless to say, it makes people a little bit nervous. Maybe just a little bit. And I like to tell people, sometimes new people when they get in my car, that usually I tell people, I'm unstable as a driver, but safe. My driving is unstable, but safe. And I was telling my good friend Seattle Jean this when she was in Boise. We were hanging out, driving around, and then we stopped and we're talking. And I kind of told her that. I said, yeah, usually I tell people that I'm unstable, but safe. And she paused for a moment and she said, you know, that's right. That's right. Most people are a little uncomfortable driving with me, but I'm safe. I'm just, well, a little unstable, And it's an interesting thing. Let me back it up. It's an interesting thing to drive with one hand. Now, fortunately, I have a left arm. I may have one hand. I may not have two hands, but I am fully armed. There we go. And my left arm has an elbow and about 5 inches past the elbow. So I got some elbow manipulation room. I got a great podcast about the power of an elbow. I'll put a link down in the resources. You can check it out. That's a great podcast because it just talks about how beneficial I believe it is to have an elbow. And it actually helps me drive. It's a benefit when I'm driving. I decided on this podcast just a few days ago, and I was actually driving my car. I had a Buddhist teacher in town, Lama Kunzong, from the Dzogchen Retreat Center in town Wednesday night, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and he left Sunday morning. So I spent a lot of time driving him around, and I think it was sometime Sunday morning, I was adjusting my seat. I was doing something, and at the same time, I was thinking about, I wonder what I'm going to podcast on for my next podcast. And as I was doing that, I was attempting to reach for my seatbelt, and then it hit me. I'm going to do a podcast about some of the quirks, weirdness, oddities, and overall just quirkiness of driving with one hand in my present situation because it's very difficult for me to get to my seatbelt. Now, let me just say this. In the United States, we drive on the right side of the car. So in the car, on the left side of the car. I'm on the left side of the car, and the hand that I'm missing is my left hand. So I have my right hand, which is great because I love to drive a stick shift. And then I've always contemplated if I lived in Britain or any other country that, well, the vehicles are on, they drive from the left side of the car. And it's great because when I was spending time in Malaysia with my good friend Raj, maybe I should put a link down to my good friend Raj. He's a one-handed cat too. And he's from Malaysia. And when I went to Malaysia for the 2014 World Championships of Public Speaking, I got to hang out with him and not him. I got to hang out with his friends and his family and had a great time. And I was always doing things backwards because they just do a lot of opposite stuff there. The escalators are in the wrong directions. Well, they're on the opposite side. It's not the wrong direction. And people drive on the opposite side of the road and they're in the opposite end of the car. And I spent a lot of my time going to the driver's side, which is the driver's side in America, which is not the correct side. So I would just, because I'm used to driving, and then I would go to the driver's side and I should be going to the passenger side in Malaysia, but I'm going to the opposite side. It just was weird. They're always laughing at me. I had a great time in Malaysia, but I thought, oh, I wonder what it would be like driving here. Because if I was in a left side drive car, then I'd have to stick shift with my left side. If I had a stick shift car, most likely I'd have an automatic. However, my situation is not that. I live in the United States. I drive on the left side of the car. And I can drive a stick shift. It's great. It's my preference. But here's a little weird thing. I spend most of my time steering with the arm that has no hand. So basically, I'm just palming the wheel with my short side, or my fin, or my nub, or my little arm, whatever you want to call it. Or maybe whatever I call it. Right now, I'm just calling it my short side. And that means that I have to pull the car seat all the way forward. Now, you might not think about it too much, but there's some issues with that. Now, one is I'm not in the proper position if the airbag goes off. I'm too close to the steering wheel, and this is actually a hazard. So I have to be really careful about my driving because I don't want to get into an accident because it's just, you know, it's not a very good thing to be that close to the steering wheel, but I need to be that close so I can actually use my left arm to steer. Now, that generally, that's not that big of a deal. I guess I won't know what's really going to happen until I have an accident. And I wish, my aspiration is to not be in an accident. However, it is a consideration. But the one that's more important and the one that inspired this podcast, because I was thinking, I wonder what I'm going to podcast on when I was trying to put on my seatbelt and I was struggling. I always struggle with getting to my seatbelt in my car because my seat is slid so far forward. It's all the way forward as far as it can go, which means it's very difficult to cross over with my right hand to my left side to grab the seatbelt because it's so far back. And at the same time, it's hard to reach with my left arm, even though it's on that side, but I'm short on my left arm and it's just arduous and cumbersome to get to. And it turns into this thing, especially in the winter. If I'm wearing a winter coat, I'm thick, it's hard to turn, I don't rotate. And it's just a challenge. Like, I think about this every day I get into my car, that it is kind of a drag to get to my seatbelt. Such a simple, easy thing. But for me, it's a very, very big deal. And then part of it is just the ergonomics of the car. And that's what inspired this podcast, is just reaching. You know, I'm in the driver's seat. I'm reaching for my seatbelt. It's hard to get to. And then I've noticed this happens a lot in other cars. I have to scoot so far forward in the seat, it's hard to get to the seatbelt. I got to make it a thing. And typically what I'm starting to do now is just sit into the car backwards, lead in with my rump and sit on the seat. And then I have easier access to the seatbelt. And then as I'm pulling my feet in and turning towards the steering wheel, putting myself into the car, I have the seatbelt in hand and then I can lock it in, which is probably a good idea because it will guarantee that I always use my seatbelt. But that's a very annoying aspect of of having one hand. If I had a little more cash, I would just design things to be a little bit more fitting for my body. At least if I was driving an automatic car in Britain, the seatbelt would be easy to get to. That's for sure. That's for sure. Here's another little quirk. Since I'm scooted so far forward on my seat and I'm driving a stick, I don't really get full extension backwards with my legs, like pulling my legs back because they're already bent really far. It's just, it's awkward. I'm kind of crunched up in there. And then driving a stick is just a little bit weird with my feet releasing the clutch. It basically is what I'm trying to get at. Now, I've driven other people's cars, right? And this weird thing has happened. So, of course, I pull the seat all the way forward. It's hard to get to the seatbelt. It's a little hard to have the room to release the clutch. But then the stick shift, its proximity is far back because my seat is scooted all the way forward. So I don't have, like, ergonomically available access to the stick shift. It's just, it's scooted back in an awkward position. I almost have to put my hand down on it as opposed to be behind it. That tends to occur more in luxury vehicles, longer vehicles. Now, I do want to say that I do have a 1987 Camaro IROC Z28. That's my bitchin' Camaro. And luckily, that is not, as much as I want that to be a stick, it's not. Because if you did get the stick shift, you'd have the smaller engine. It used to be my dad's car. I got it when he passed away. So I got the big 350 engine in it, but because of that, it's an automatic. And it really doesn't matter because that car is just cool to drive. I got the T-tops. It's just a slamming Camaro. But my everyday driver is a Pontiac Vibe GT. And we name our cars in our family, and that car's name is Paco. Most of the cars I have are girls. This one's Paco. And it's a stick shift. Everything's pretty well put together for me as a one-handed guy, except that seatbelt thing. And then other cars with that stick shift being so far back, because I'm so scooted forward, is just slightly awkward. Now, I don't drive with my artificial arm. I used to. But then once, when I was young, and I wasn't that skilled of a driver, but I just kind of leaned over to grab something, and my artificial arm slipped off, and the car swerved, and I ran into a stop sign. I ran into a mailbox. Yeah, that was a rent-a-car to boot. Yeah, put a little pressure on my parents for that one. But I really don't have that many issues, like, functionally driving well, other than the fact that I'm a little unstable but safe. But it is an interesting experience to be driving with one hand. And I wish I would have did some driving in Malaysia. I wish someone had an automatic vehicle I could have drove. I noticed in other countries, automatics aren't as common, especially in Europe. Most people had stick shifts. But in Malaysia and in Britain, you know, they drive on the right side of the car, which means things would be real interestingly challenging for me. I'd probably need some kind of extension on a stick shift. I'd still love to drive a stick. I think it'd be great. At least in that experience, I'd have at least one hand on the wheel all the time. Like I said before, most of the time I'm driving my stick shift, I don't have two hands on the wheel. I don't even have one. You know, because I spend so much time shifting, I kind of leave my hand on the stick shift. And then I'm so close to the steering wheel. It's, you got to imagine when you're driving, you know, your arms are slightly extended. But not mine. My right arm, well, my left arm's extended, but it's short. And I have to scoot my seat all the way far forward. So to drive, I'm just slightly encroached. It's a little bit uncomfortable over long driving periods. But nonetheless, I'm used to it. And nonetheless, this is the life that I have. And I'm happy to be in a position to drive a stick. When I was younger, I think, I don't know, probably, you know, all my late teens after getting my driver's license, all the way through my early 20s, I'm not quite sure when it turned over. But I actually had a legal restriction. I wasn't allowed to drive a stick shift. I actually had it on my driver's license. at a restriction, and you would turn the driver's license over and it would say restricted to automatic transmission only. Now, I don't know when that actually stopped appearing on there, which is great because I love driving me a stick shift. I just think it is so fun. And I enjoy it. I really enjoy that kind of manipulation on the car, but it's interesting to be restricted. And it didn't even matter that I could do it. Because I think when I was learning to drive, most of my family had a stick shift. But when I took the test, I took it in an automatic and they restricted my license. However, that's not the case here in Idaho, and I'd like to keep it that way, so none of you guys out there, none of you guys, gals, or coolios, you say anything about the fact that I drive a stick with one hand. And, yeah, maybe I'll get a video up or two in the near future. I keep talking about getting my AlejandroAnastasio.com website put together and start doing some vlogging, increase my YouTube page and all of that. And I, you know, that is a great aspiration. However, if you've been following my podcast, I did start a new job. My mother's got some surgery coming up. Yeah, I've just been super, super busy, and that's just fallen a little further behind than I wanted to do, than I want it to be. But I am planning another trip to Tibet. Haven't really told anyone yet. And more details soon, so maybe I'll be doing some recording there and uploading videos and getting that rolling. So who knows? That could be coming up. I'll keep you posted on that. And all the other cool, quirky, weird, unique things that occur in my one-handed life. Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.